If you're on the hunt for an affordable apartment in Seattle, Bellevue, or Tacoma, good luck. Rents continue to climb higher in these urban areas, while at the same time, people's earnings remain stagnant. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, it's a clear trend seen in new census data released today.
In Seattle's hip Capitol Hill neighborhood, Kim Selling has felt the crush of rising rents.
Slowly, slowly climbing to becoming unaffordable every couple of months.
Selling says rent for her one-bedroom apartment has gone up three times in the past 2 years. And at a new apartment she'd planned to share with a friend, rent just shot up $300.
So I don't know if I should move neighborhoods or if I should move into somebody's closet or live in the store that I work in. I don't know.
Across town at a coffee shop near the UW, grad student Joy Posey moved here from Dallas a few years ago. She also just dealt with a rent hike.
And they even tried to cut me a deal, and it was still going to be significantly more than what I was willing to pay.
So moving here from Texas, did you have any sticker shock seeing the prices here?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Posey says her apartment here would cost half as much in Dallas. The new census report reinforces what many renters already know firsthand. Rents are steadily rising. In the metro area of Seattle, Bellevue, and Tacoma, rents have increased nearly 20% from 2007 through last year. The median price last year was nearly $1,100 a month. This boost in rent far outpaces people's earnings. Wages have stayed relatively flat since 2007, just before recession hit. Back outside the Capitol Hill shop where Kim Selling works, the 23-year-old says the wage freeze has hurt. She relishes the thought of her wages keeping up with her rent.
I would be psyched if I were making $300 to $500 more a month than I was when I moved here, but that doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon.
Both renters, Selling and Posey, have decided a place of their own is too expensive right now, so they each plan to live with roommates. In Posey's case, five of them. Across the Seattle metro area, the census also shows a slight uptick in the percentage of people who rent versus own. And for a neighborly comparison, Portland, Oregon is seeing similar trends with rising rents and stagnant wages. But there, rents and wages are still a bit lower than in Seattle. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.